Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. And in this video, I'm going to comment on the arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court yesterday, it being St. Patrick's Day 2023, which indicted President Vladimirovich Putin on a charge of international child abduction. So the ICC sits at The Hague in the Netherlands, and 123 out of 193 sovereign states are signatories to the Rome Statute, which created it, and therefore have some role in the ICC, though Russia pointedly is not one of them. But you can see why it would not want its people to be accountable to for the crimes they commit, both at home and abroad. So this is a court that sits there and will judge defendants when their own country will not arraign them. So why did the ICC go ahead with this? Because although child kidnapping, especially across international borders, is very serious, is by no means the most heinous offence that the Russian Federation has committed in this illegal war of unprovoked aggression. Here we are, almost a baker's dozen of months in. You know, there's been, well, part, but there's the crime of aggression. There's obviously threatening an aggressive war, and this contains the accumulated evil of all the other crimes. There is the willful murder of civilians on an enormous scale, at least several thousand civilians, the deliberate targeting of civilian infrastructure with the objective of freezing civilians to death, the deliberate targeting of schools, the deliberate bombing of hospitals and clinics, the torture of civilians on a huge scale, the torture of prisoners of war, rape on a massive scale. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, plunder is actually one of the lesser felonies committed. But the reason the ICC has gone forward with this one is because there is proof positive. Because we know that the Russian Federation has done it because they are proclamators of their own guilt. They have boasted they've done it. They have shown images of the children and boarding buses and being taken to Russia and showing some of them in Russia. They've even released some of the names and dates of birth of them. We can prove that in most cases their parents are still alive, are perfectly good parents, are absolutely capable and eager to bring up their children. These children were not taken away from their parents for being abusive parents, nothing of the sort. So to take a child away from the parents without parental consent is kidnapping. And then sometimes these children have been allotted to other families. Sometimes they're being given bogus identity documents, changing their names, Russifying their names, attempting to deracinate them, changing names, places of birth, changing dates of birth, and so on, to attempt the erasure of their memory, just as this is an attempted the erasure of the Ukrainian nation. So it is democide, it's cultural aside. President Putin has been charged with this crime because he presumably has ordered this crime to be taken place. He certainly knows about it. Even I know about it. And he's got to know an awful lot more about it, considering he is the Russian head of state. And indeed, the woman who's the so-called Children's Rights Commission of Russia, a 13-year-old woman, she's married to a Ukrainian Orthodox priest. She has been a Putin toady for years. She rose up through the United Russia Party, which is effectively the Putin fan club. And she's the mother of five. And, you know, it is quite staggering and nauseating that a mother should be the one who's organizing the massive scale abduction of children. That's it. That is a crime. That is an express breach of the DFU Convention. And it hasn't been done once or twice. It's been centrally directed. She's made announcements about it. It's gone on an absolutely gargantuan scale. So would President Putin or his henchwoman to set foot in any of the 123 signatories to the Rome Statute, they would be obliged to feel this person's collar. He or she would be handcuffed, taken to the police station, all the rest of it, read their Miranda rights, charged with this crime, interviewed, all the rest of it, and could stand trial in the Hague. And if found guilty, could be awarded decades in prison. Now, presidents being put on trial is something that is realistic. We know that because it's happened quite a lot in recent decades. Charles Taylor, the quondam president of Liberia, he has been found guilty of various crimes against humanity at the International Criminal Court, and he was awarded a 50-year sentence. Some people thought that was mild, somehow thought not to be quite enough to deserve reclusio perpetua. However, someone of his age, who was in his 70s, that was effectively a life sentence. Hissène Habré, the erstwhile president of Chad, the African Chambers in Dakar, Senegal. They awarded him a life sentence, and indeed he expired whilst incarcerated. So Russia is a carceral state in some regards, but not for Putin and his cronies. Who else in recent times? Obviously, Hosni Mubarak, the one-time president of Egypt. He was found guilty of various crimes, given a long sentence. President Saddam Hussein was put on trial by an Iraqi court, sentenced to death. And they went for one of the sort of smaller scale murders where they murdered about 50 civilians. Obviously, in this particular case, he'd murdered tens of thousands at least down the decades. But this one was very easy to link directly to him because there was the signed order for him to do it. Other ones, you know, there were several echelons in the chain of command in between him and the actual crime. But this one was clear cut. So they went ahead with that one. Sort of sample count. So he was adjudged to be guilty. He was sentenced to be hanged by the neck until such time as life was pronounced extinct. And indeed, the sentence of death was executed upon his body at the end of 2006. And that's just for recent times. I can't think of any other presidents. Oh, well, Slobodan Milosevic, the sometime president of Serbia, he stood trial in the International Criminal Court. He deliberately stopped taking his heart medicine because he wanted to go to Russia for medical treatment. Now, the authorities said there is superb cardiology in the Netherlands. We're not going to allow you to go to Russia because we know it's going to happen. You'll never come back. And he stopped taking his pills that therefore aggravate his heart condition, which he thought would strengthen the case for being allowed to go to Russia. Anyway, he actually died in prison of a heart attack before the court could render judgment. But at least for the last something like 8 years of his life, he was in a prison cell. So there was a modicum of justice delivered. So there are numerous other cases throughout history. Just trying to think, King Charles I of England, who else? Richard II of England, Louis XVI of France. There are numerous other heads of state, Emperor Puyi of Manchukuo. They all stood trial. Hermann Göring at one time had been there. And of course, Russia helped come up with some of these principles for the Nuremberg International Criminal Tribunal, and therefore must be held to its own legal heritage because it noisily embraces the legal patrimony of the Soviet Union, of which it constantly proclaims it is the principal successor state. But however, the 73 sovereign states which are not currently signed up to the Rome Statute, amongst them the Russian Federation, the Republic of Belarus, the People's Republic of China, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, commonly called North Korea, the Republic of India, the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the United Arab Republic, commonly called Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia, Somalia, quite a few more, the United States, Israel, and on and on. So he can go to some friendly countries, but he's often saying, oh, it's all an American plot. Well, Uncle Sam's not involved in this one because Uncle Sam's got no say in this. Now, the countries which are signed up to the International Criminal Court are those which could at least need to be. Like, I mean, almost every country in Europe to the west of Belarus is signed up. Most of the American continent is signed up, just not the USA. About half of Africa, quite a few Asian countries as well. So Putin might think he can never stand down as president because the new president might hand him over to the West in order to get sanctions lifted. So it is a step forward. It's at least a propaganda defeat. Biden has hailed it, but obviously it's rather hypocritical of the United States not to allow its own people to be tried there. You know, the United Kingdom has put its own soldiers on trial for alleged war crimes in the last 20 years. Republic of Ireland, I mean, I don't think we've been accused of any war crimes, so we've never had to do so. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel, and I hailed this decision. I would dearly love to see Putin humiliated as he deserves to, and to be serving life imprisonment in a tiny prison cell. But, you know, even if he were to do that, that would not punish him for 1/1000th of the crimes he's committed. Thank you. Goodbye.